We are now joined by Marissa Sarfati, who is a South African-born Israeli who survived a direct Iranian missile strike just 30 meters from her home. Now, for the past 5 years, Marissa has lived in her beloved sixth-floor apartment in central Israel. And it was a place, as you can imagine, that was filled with memories of chagim, Shabbat meals, and open-door hospitality. And after making Aliyah from Cape Town 11 years ago, she works in executive leadership in the global high-tech space and shares her home with three cats and frequent guests. Marissa, I'm terribly sorry about what happened to you. Can you take us back to that moment? Where were you when the Iranian missile struck your building? Who was with you? And what was happening? What thoughts were going through your mind when the missile hit?
So thank you so much, Paula, and thank you for all your warmth over the last few days that we've been connecting. It really was an unforgettable moment, obviously. And what had happened was, it was a Sunday evening that we got the first alarm at midnight, and then at 4 a.m. we got another alarm. And my neighbor Shanna, who does not have what we call a mamad, which is a safe room in the apartment, came up to my flat because I do have one. I had a friend staying over from Jerusalem and another guest from London. And so we all got into that mamad really quickly, as we always do, locked the doors, and sort of, you know, just sat down and sort of waited, because sometimes the missiles are further away. But this time I, you know, unfortunately you become a little more expert at listening to the sounds. And when the missile is very close, it sounds like a fighter jet coming over the apartment. And so we heard one, two, and then we heard explosions. And then the third one, I think it was, we knew it was really serious, because the sound was extraordinary. It was the loudest sound I've ever heard. And it just swayed the building. Wow. So I was actually sitting on the floor, and we were really lucky because one of the window handles had shot off. We only discovered that afterwards. And if we'd been standing, we probably would have got knocked out. So we were all sort of around the floor area, and so we you know, felt the sway of the building. And then you have to wait for a certain amount of time. We heard another couple of booms, I think, and then you have to wait a certain amount of time before you can leave the safety area. And we also felt some dust and concrete coming down from the ceiling, just a touch. But the minute I opened the door, I knew that there was something wrong, because the air was really thick. There was a burning smell, and I could immediately see that my front door had been blown out and was jammed. And so that took the emergency services well over half an hour to cut us out of that situation.
Marissa, did you lose everything?
So my apartment was really smashed. All of the windows, the infrastructure. I'd done a really big renovation 4 years ago, and so a lot of the sort of renovation stuff has been sort of wrecked and ripped apart. I was able to salvage some of my stuff and my clothes and some of the crockery, but there's a lot there, you know, that also I don't necessarily know, is it working, functioning, like the electrics, but a lot of it was smashed. So it's rebuilding, you know, it's just rebuilding. You also, sometimes you don't know what it is until you come to that point of renovation or rebuilding it and go, oh my gosh, I need to replace this or find an alternative.
And where are you living now?
So actually the Israeli government is amazing like that. And they did this for, so the Lebanon border people, when they were bombed with Hezbollah rockets, they open up the hotels. So I'm currently at a hotel in Tel Aviv, and thank God they've been very accommodating. They allow my three cats to be in the room with me. I don't know what I would have done if the hotels hadn't, you know, had allowed not allowed the pets. I don't know what I would have done with my animals. And so we're in a lovely room, but it is one room. And obviously, you know, I want to get home as soon as possible. I have a business that does executive leadership coaching and group work and lectures, and I work from home remotely with global teams, and I'm not fully back at work, obviously, at the moment. I'll need to understand how I'm going to do that too.